Thank you for giving Nigeria the floor, Madam Chair. As my delegation takes the floor for the first time under your presidency, allow me to commend you on your assumption of the role of President of the CD, as well as the inclusive and transparent manner in which you have steered its work thus far. I assure you of the support of my delegation as you seek to achieve concrete outcomes during your presidency. Madam Chair, my delegation thanks you and your team for the hard work invested into producing and circulating the draft report, eloquently capturing the proceedings of the CD since its inception this year. We believe this report could form a reasonable basis for dialogue, which could hopefully yield consensus. While my delegation acknowledges that comments and proposals on the report are already being made, we urge delegations to refrain from making proposals that could further complicate the process of seeking consensus on the document. Madam Chair, there is no gainsaying the fact that the CD has once again failed to live up to its assigned mandate. This unfortunate situation simply highlights the lack of political will that member states continue to demonstrate. However, my delegation takes note of the fact that in an attempt to continue dialogue on the agenda of the CD, several productive thematic discussions were held to promote convergence on issues related to the work of the CD. Madam Chair, my delegation regrets that the CD was unable to agree on a program of work this year, and we are even more concerned that it failed to address the issue of observers. My delegation views the inclusion of observers in the work of the CD as an opportunity to attract useful perspectives which could have favorably impacted our work, considering the endless impasse for over two decades. We therefore commend the Egyptian presidency of the CD for all the efforts to facilitate consensus on the proposal which it introduced at the beginning of the Conference on Disarmament this year. Indeed, the CD is constrained in fulfilling its mandate as a result of divergent views that continue to plague its effectiveness. The endless politicization of this forum only poses huge threats to its continuity and efficiency. Madam Chair, as a developing country, Nigeria is deeply concerned about the trend of events that have pervaded the CD for over two decades. The lack of progress in this forum in the area of nuclear disarmament only puts developing countries in a precarious situation, particularly considering the fact that nuclear arsenals remain in existence while non-nuclear weapon states are yet to be comforted by the existence of legally binding non-usage assurances from nuclear weapon states. In this regard, my delegation wishes to seize this opportunity to underscore the importance of negotiations for a legally binding instrument on negative security assurances to assure non-nuclear weapon states against the use or threat of use of nuclear weapons. This core focus will always remain on the agenda of my delegation as we continue to be confronted by the existence of nuclear weapons. In conclusion, Madam Chair, my delegation is of the view that in as much as the CD fell short of its mandate once again this year, we are favorably disposed towards the adoption by consensus of a comprehensive and balanced report which encapsulates accurate representation of the work of the CD this year. My delegation acknowledges that the draft report circulated by your presidency clearly reflects the aforementioned perspective and is suitable enough for submission to the General Assembly. However, we support the technical amendments suggested by the delegation of South Africa, and we therefore urge delegations to demonstrate flexibility as we engage in dialogue to adopt the document as a final attempt to resuscitate the comatose state of the CD while we look forward to another opportunity to make concrete progress. I thank you.